This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Michael Jackson, featured artist Friday, is chosen by you, the people. Plenty of hits. Just pick one. We got it for you. Nolan McGraw is over there. Our Ryan Seacrest, ready to make it happen. Where's Vanna White at? Ryan Seacrest. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Ravens win. Yes, they did win last night. 35-34, but, you know, we've kind of came out with more of a negative tone in the callers as well. Let's see what our next guest says. As the Ravens are 7-3, they get a super terrific mini bye, as Ken Wyman would say, before Steelers on the 17th from the Baltimore banner. Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's happening? Does it feel like a win or a loss to you today?
It feels like a win to me, just because 7-3 is a whole heck of a lot better if you're a Ravens fan than 6-4, and you can, I think, you know, start to talk yourself over this next long week into the merits of that and the merits of having Lamar Jackson and all that good stuff. And, you know, if the Steelers go ahead and drop this game on Sunday to the Commanders, then I think you're going to feel very, very good about where this team is, in spite of, you know, what is going up with this defense. But, you know, a lot is going wrong with this defense, and as we've talked about, they are certainly running out of time for Zach Gore and the pass rush and the secondary to fix things, no matter how awesome, incredible, remarkable Lamar Jackson is. Has been the season.
And we are going to rag on the defense here in a second, Jonas Schaefer. But let me stress this, and what I say might be sacrilege to our listeners. I'm born and raised in Baltimore. Was born at Church Home Hospital in Fayette and Broadway. Grew up on Baltimore Street. I saw the Colts at Memorial Stadium. Saw the Orioles at Memorial Stadium. Saw the Bullets at the Civic Center. Saw the Terps at Coldfield. I've lived the Baltimore experience. But John Unitas' prime was before my time. I mean, his last year with the Colts, I was 7. Saw Burt Jones, saw Flacco, and everybody in between, and certainly Lamar's earlier years. But if I'm saying that the way he's playing right now is the best we've ever seen a Baltimore quarterback play, and with all due respect to Tracy Hammond, the Stallions of the CFL in the 90s, would I be off base, and would I be run out of my hometown here?
No. I would be there with you know, a bulletproof vest to defend you, because I don't know what else, you know, can be said about Lamar. It's just remarkable football. You know, I wrote this morning, you know, I wrote last night a story that went up this morning just about how this offense is kind of developing a reputation that it needs to, because of where this defense is, where this offense is averaging more yards per play when it's trailing than when it's leading. And it's averaging, you know, more EPA per play when it's trailing than when it's leading, which is a very, very rare thing, because when you look back at the recent history of Lamar Jackson, Ravens quarterback, it has, you know, suffered a reputation as being front runners. You think about just everything that's gone wrong for this offense, not just in the regular season, but in the playoffs. And you finally have this offense that seems like it is adversity proof. So all you really need, and it's certainly asking a lot right now because of just how bad things have been, and because, oh yeah, Kyle Hamilton, the probably most reliable member of this Ravens defense, is now dealing with a sprained ankle, and that's the guy that you could probably least afford to lose on this defense, is now actually, you know, going to be out for, you know, maybe it's just, you know, Thursday's game, maybe it's a little bit longer, but that's the guy, like I said, you don't want him to be out of this lineup because he is just so important to what this defense does in the same way, to the same extent in a lot of ways that Lamar is to this Ravens offense. So we'll see. Maybe Joe Burrow is just that good, but something tells me that the Ravens are going to have some more issues on defense the rest of the way.
Now, Jonas, all right, I was listening to you guys when you were interviewing Harbs after last night, you know, and he said they were going right in this morning with the defense and try to fix this thing. All right, if you're Harbs, what are you doing? Are you changing scheme? You changing personnel? What are you doing?
Well, I think they've already changed scheme, Vinny. I mean, I think, you know, they've it seems like they've gone from more of a, batch coverage type of system to a more spot drop type of system, which is not really all that fun and exciting, but it seems like something that they felt they had to do. And so you had a quarterback in Joe Burrow who felt like very, very comfortable in just throwing those checkdowns and just, you know, kind of living by the philosophy that you're never going to go broke taking a profit. And that was, I think, the mentality for Joe Burrow and the Bengals a whole heck of a lot of times last night. You know,
yep.
We are comfortable with Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton and Brandon Stevens and all these guys in the middle of the field just, you know, dropping very, very deep to deny whoever it is running across the middle of the field. But that means that we're going to throw these easy money check down to Chase Brown. I mean, you look at the final stats from last night, and it's Jamar Chase with over 250 yards, and no other receiver has more than, 60 receiving yards?
52 for Chase Brown.
Yeah, there you go. So they're, I guess, unfortunate that they don't really have a bye week until a few weeks away, so that they don't really have the opportunity to possibly just go in and, just blow stuff up and possibly make a change that is even more substantial than I think we've seen so far. But
how about benching Stevens and Williams, Jonas? How about benching Stevens and Williams?
It's... I think everything has to be on the table. I think everything has to be on the table. I mean, you know, it's going to be a very, very tough sell, because if you bench Stevens, then you are, are you putting who's at that left cornerback spot?
I'll put Wiggins, and you know what? I'll even throw out there Tre'Davious White and give him a shot.
Sure. I mean, I guess, you know, why the heck not?
Right. Yeah.
it's really, really tough to imagine things being worse right now. But Trey White is not exactly a guy that I think the Rams were, you know, eager to start themselves when they were looking to trade. So I don't know. I got to look at the film, see just how bad things were, see how good things were. And, you know, we'll see. I guess. Like I said,
Jonas, you're lost for words.
Yeah,
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner.
I am.
Let me just revisit this. The Ravens did win, if I'm not mistaken. 35-34. He's Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Nice little break for the Baltimore Ravens. What's going on at the Banner? Getting ready for their next game. A huge one at that against the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, just a nice column by Kyle Goon about how Lamar Jackson has turned this would-be rivalry in against Joe Burrow into a kind of one-sided affair. With all due respect to Joe Burrow, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, what his performance was in Week 5, I think it was something that only one quarterback of eight quarterbacks all time have lost. And now you look at the stats for what he did on Thursday night. It is one performance that only, I think, three performances. It's one of maybe a handful of performances that, you know, Ravens quarterback, that NFL quarterbacks have lost when you look back at, like, the final performances for these quarterbacks. I think only three have lost, you know, the kind of, well, and they put up the kind of stats that Joe Burrow did last night. So that really only adds to just how incredible Lamar's been and how incredibly poor this Ravens defense has been. But hey, you know, a win is a win is a win. And now the Ravens need to figure out whether that, you know, merits more praise for Lamar or more admonishments for this defense.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, as always. Jonas, appreciate the time. Enjoy your weekend off, if you want to call it that. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I will try. Thanks, guys.
Jonas Schaefer. Let me look at this one more time. 35-34 Ravens, right? Did I miss a number there, Nolan? I'm pretty sure they won the game last night. But, boy, it feels like a defeat Friday. It's a victory Friday. We'll get your phone calls later in the hour. We'll come back, however, get into the fun stuff that happened in the world of sports last night. And historically, Keith Kavanaugh talks about Maryland tonight against Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary's coach, Donnie Lind, he was on Jimmy Patsos' staff Loyola way back in the olden days of 2010 or so. So stay tuned for that. Keith's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got a lot to talk about.
Biddy and Hades with
brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes, the best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, 81.5.7 The Fan here on this Victory Friday. Have to remind myself to stress that Ravens did win last night, 35-34. Lamar Jackson was awesome, as he normally is. Derrick Henry scored. I mean, the Tylan Wallace had an awesome touchdown down the sideline. Mark Andrews scored again. Bateman had some big plays. Yeah, the defense sucked, which has kind of been the theme of the show so far, and we'll revisit it, obviously, when you get the news from the nest and take your phone call at 410-583-1057. But as we said, we'll talk about these two subjects with Keith Kavanaugh, Terrapin Times, bottom of the hour. Football tomorrow in Oregon, taking on number one ranked Ducks. Maryland 24.5-point underdogs in this one. It's been 25 all week. I don't know, pick your poison. I did say that if Maryland wins, I'll get a Terp tattoo.
Yeah.
Like when I got the Oriole tattoo in 18, where they'd win 50 games.
Yep.
I actually thought they'd win 50 games. I don't think Maryland's winning. And we'll do our picks later in the show. But that's happening tomorrow on The Fan. Like tonight, got Maryland basketball. Derek Queen, after a brilliant freshman debut against Mount St. Mary's. We'll talk about game two. Marquette coming up. That's going to be a little more daunting, as you would expect. But talk to Keith about all of that stuff. NBA last night. It was Minnesota 135-119 over the Bulls. Jalen Smith sticks. University of Maryland, Mount St. Joe. 9.6 boards. Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, 33-8-6 there. Wizards back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. GM meetings were taking place this week. Mike Elias did say that they're looking to, for the first time, really give a multi-year deal to a free agent. Whoever that is remains to be seen. MLB Network reporting that the Orioles are one of the teams checking in on Teoscar Hernandez, who I'd be fine with. Actually, I'd be ecstatic with that. I want two things for my baseball Christmas, Nolan. Two starting pitchers. One better be like top of the rotation level, Corbin Burns, Blake Snell. And if David Rubenstein at 75 is ready to spend that dough, why not both? Why not? Know what I'm saying?
How about Max Fried?
Max Fried.
The Orioles have been linked to him as well, or at least in those, you know, interest reports.
And if you're a left-handed pitcher, you look at Baltimore now. That used to be a deterrent. Now it's like, oh, man, I serve up a meatball. That thing's 380, and it's landing in a glove.
I think there's a lot of pitchers that could benefit, good and bad.
No doubt about it. But a right-handed power bat, preferably an outfielder, bring it on. Mike Elias, no excuses now. You've built through the draft. You've built your the minor league system through the international pull. Now it's time. If you have an open checkbook, and it's not blank checks like Dodgers and Yankees, etc., but it's more than you've had to spend, let's go. You're a kid at Toys R Us. Get that favorite toy, and the fans will obviously, because two playoffs in a row, great. Hadn't happened in 27 years. Hasn't happened in 50. They've made it over 53 years in a row. Time to start winning series. I don't know, just win a game, I get all that. But win series now. That's what it's all about. Rebuild's over. It's been over. Let's move up into the AL East and beyond a stratosphere. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, this day in sports history. How about baseball? 1966, on this date, November the 8th, number 20 made history.
Drysdale fires, and Robbie blasted deep to left. It's a home run. A tremendous drive of 410 feet.
Chuck Thompson on the call as Frank Robinson hit a homer off Don Drysdale. Game four of the World Series. Only run of the game as Dave McNally pitched the shutout. Orioles only gave up two runs the entirety of said series. But Frank Robinson, MVP of that World Series, was named on this date, 1966, as MVP of the league. He became the first, and up until this year, the only player to win Most Valuable Player in both leagues. Did it with the Reds back in 1961. Shohei Ohtani is going to become the second player this year for the Dodgers because he won it twice with the Angels. Shohei's going to win it. Barring a mind-boggling turn of events here.
Who's his competition?
Nobody.
Right.
Lindor had a hell of a year, among others. But Shohei Ohtani, we think, will become only the second player in baseball history to win MVP in both leagues. Frank did it and has held that recognition for almost 60 years. Ravens history. Have a little fun at Indy 2020. Chuck Clark, remember him? Scoop and score, 65 yards. Lamar Jackson, Gus Bus, each ran for touchdowns as the Colts lost to the Ravens 24-10 out there in Indianapolis. We'll come back, talk some Terps with Keith Kavanaugh, hoops and football. Stay tuned for that. Take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's a Victory Friday, but we want you to answer the question. Why does it feel like a loss? Even Jonas Schaefer, actually, he was coming from the Ravens losing the Super Bowl by 40 points to somebody. All right, Ravens are 7-3, 8 games left. Are you more concerned than you are pleased with the team right now? But here to talk about all of it is only he can, from TerrapinTimes.com. Big Michael Jackson fan, by the way, and I'm not saying that jokingly. He's Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
Bob, you forgot. Lady Terps host number 10 Duke Sunday at 1. So you got tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday, Maryland women, 18th ranked, welcoming Duke. You know, rekindling those old ACC rivalries at the Xfinity Center, but they're off to a good start. All the transfers are making an impact. So we got the Ravens, checked the box, took care of business last night. Now you have 3 days, Bob,
yes,
of Terp glory ahead of you.
I'll have the Commanders and Steelers on one TV and the Lady Terps and Duke on the other. And I do work with three TVs, literally, on a sports weekend. But let's start with Maryland basketball, the opener against Manhattan. We had Gary Williams on, who was at the game. Derek Queen's debut. It harkens back to Joe Smith against Texas about 30 years ago, I believe. Oh, my God. Against his second round of the NCAA tournament. But that was National Player of the Year, Joe Smith, doing awesome stuff. But his debut against Georgetown was a brilliant thing to remember way back when. But Derek Queen, Keith, you've been covering this program for a long, long time, and we know he's the second rated to highest rated based on the newbie ratings here. But he started with a bang, and was the game even more multifaceted than I guess some people expected from the young man?
Well, Bob, guys, I don't even know if he broke a sweat. That was the most effortless 22-20-2 in 25 minutes. It was like he was at the mall on Sunday casually shopping and put up those kind of numbers. Just his footwork, the hands, soft shooting touch, rebounding and leading the break, his handles, protected the rim, 9-16 from the floor, second chance rebounds, chasing down loose balls, boxing out the putbacks. Obviously, it was Manhattan, and they haven't played the big boys yet. But he was all and everything touted to be. Now going forward, you want to see more pick and roll, two-man game, post-ups for him. Him and Juju on the court at the same time is going to be kind of tough. So it's good that Geronimo showed a lot as your first big off the bench. But an effortless performance, showing much of his array. Now we want to see his back to the basket post up moves, because a lot of this was just stuff even on the perimeter, shooting up some threes. But what a debut. Now, I remember going way back, Joe Smith was never as heralded a recruit coming out of high school.
No,
he blossomed very, very late. But Queen coming in arguably either the number one or two freshman big man coming into the college ranks this year, and he proved it. So, you want to see more of that post-up game. The first half, obviously, they were all getting their sea legs. Selton Miguel had the ankle injury. Gillespie took over in the second. How about him? 16-5 and no turnovers. Coast-to-coast finishing on the break, hit a couple threes. But they really needed to pick up tempo in the second half, feed the post more, and get more offense off of defense. And they did. And now they have a two-platoon team where they can substitute liberally like he did the other night with loads of different rotations. One thing I'm a little concerned with, again, one game, but having Juju and DHS on the floor at the same time, obviously neither can still shoot the ball yet. So they were clanking them, and you still want to find more offense. But hopefully with Miguel coming off the ankle, he's a guy who should be able to go out and get you two or three threes a night as well.
Yeah, Joe Smith wasn't even the best recruit in that class. Keith Booth was the highest rated guy coming out. But we're not here to talk about 32 years ago, Keith Kavanaugh.
Oh,
you mentioned shooting. And, you know, and Gillespie, yeah. Yes, and that was awesome. The ball security and the offensive output as well. But still only 21, 22% from beyond the arc?
Yeah, is 5 of 23.
We're not going crazy with that? Or is it kind of like, Jesus, is it against the rules to make threes at the Xfinity Center here?
How about Kapari facing up from the three and stroking that first three ball? Yeah, he's a big man who can face, obviously, and put it on the floor. So a lot of versatility there. No, but I think you'll see Miguel, when he's back to true form, hitting threes, and also he's a bucket getter. So he'll go and slash and crash. You know, Gillespie, the poise he did running the floor, he's going to get guys set up in position to knock down threes. Hey, Rodney Rice. Coming off like 2 years of injuries, 12 points off the bench, 2 of 5 from three. He looked very comfortable in his skin as a new guy at Maryland coming off the knee and coming in from Virginia Tech. So I like even Jay Young, you know, probably the least heralded of all the portal transfers. He knocked down that three ball and played great defense, and he had 5 rebounds in limited time. So, you know, they got Mount St. Mary's tonight. Mount St. Mary's is a very up-tempo team. First-year coach in Donnie Lind, who came up from Radford. They did have 24 turnovers in their first game against a D3 opponent. So that could get a little wild and frenetic. And then look ahead to Marquette next week. That'll be a first big boy type thing. But, yeah, absent some of the gaps in the first half, shooting the ball and not really getting in a rhythm, I thought he made some great adjustments, settled down, got tempo, got pace. Guys started knocking down shots. But, yeah, obviously Queen carried the moment that night.
Hey, Keith, you know, we had Damon on the other day. You know, we were talking about the Minnesota game, and he says, you know, they weren't ready to play. Now, what are you expecting?
Oh, Lord above.
What are you expecting Saturday night or Saturday afternoon in Oregon?
Hey, guys, just obviously 26.5-point underdog. Obviously, first West Coast swing. Obviously, the equipment went out 5 days ago. The team went out 2 days ago. A, how are they going to adjust to this first one if they can't be ready to play in regional games? Hey, go out, hang it all out there, and play with nothing to lose. See how this West Coast experience goes. Hopefully, Oregon is sleeping on them. But they're, you know, this game will not, you know, the Minnesota games, the Iowa games of the world will all be one in the trenches. This one will be on the edges. They have electric athletes. We know about Gabriel. We know about James. We know about their fleet of receivers. We know about their home crowd. It's one of the best venues, home crowd venues in America. But the mantra of not being ready to play when you come off a win like Southern Cal, and you're going out to Minnesota, but we could see it coming a mile away because Minnesota always dominates them, both sides of the trenches. Billy Edwards had his worst game, and their most depleted units coming in, the O-line and secondary, were riddled with more injuries. Now, hopefully coming off this bye week, their second, Loxley teams have never seemed ready to play after bye weeks. They're getting a lot of these guys back off the injury list, but you know, it's not going to be pretty, but you hope they get off the plane, the bus. You hope they have some modicum of keeping it competitive. But it is a terrible mismatch type game for Maryland. There'll be a lot of distractions given it the first thing, first trip. But, you know, all these things, ready to play, not beating yourselves, being consistent, trying to sustain things week to week and not regress, try to show progress. You know, the tune remains the same, sadly, for football.
Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joins us every Friday here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Anything else for the people, Keith, that we need to know about this weekend since the Ravens are off after winning yet another game?
Yeah, I mean, next week you get Rutgers here at home. That's the most winnable possible game. Iowa is going to be another ugly one in the trenches. And then you finish up at Penn State. You're 4 wins. Maybe you get 5 with Rutgers and then a miracle 6 somewhere else in there to try to get back into bowl eligibility. You just got to hang on to these recruits and recruit like crazy the portal again and hope you don't lose too many guys and coaches after this season. But that's about it. Everything else quiet on the recruiting front. But a big triple header weekend for Bob Haney and Vinny. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No excuses. We're going to break down all three games next Friday.
Well, keep that positivity flowing, Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, have a great weekend.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Keith.
Having you too. Thanks.
There's Keith Kavanaugh. Maryland hoops tonight against Mount St. Mary's on the Fan, and then Maryland football tomorrow at 7. Same station as well. We'll come back, reset, visit the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. I'm sure he's all fired up about that latest Ravens win, now 7-3 on the year. Or is he pissed about the defense like everybody else seems to be? We'll get to news from the desk, top of the hour. Buyer, sell, let's count that dough. Heading into the weekend at 12:15, and we'll look back at Vinny's keys. All right, Ravens won. This might be one of those rare instances where even though they won, they didn't hit a lot of them keys. About Nnamdi Matabike, 3 sacks. We'll hear from him and John Harbaugh. But Lamar Jackson, 4 more touchdown passes. He now has as many touchdown passes through 10 games as he did all of last season when he won his second most valuable player. But let's bring Nolan McGraw in. I haven't really heard much from old Quick Draw. Nolan, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, look, anytime you get to see Lamar Jackson show off like that in prime time, it's a treat. It's a joy to watch that. I'm with you 100%. This is just the sad reality of the team, though, overall, when you look at the defense. This is how they're going to have to win games. They're going to have to hold the ball last. Lamar's going to have to be as close to perfect as possible. And you have to make it count in crunch time. And they were able to do it again last night. The only thing I think a little bit different I would have liked to have seen, and it's almost a joke that we even have to talk about this, or this is even a talking point in modern football, but when the Ravens had their final touchdown drive to tie it up, they were down 35-28. They needed the touchdown. To take the lead, rather, 35-28. You want to leave them with as little time on the clock as possible, and preferably no timeouts. Now, the Bengals still had one in their pocket, about a minute 45, a minute 50 left. That's not ideal, and you see what happens on the ensuing drive. I hate to say it, but I would have liked to have seen a little more forward thinking from the Ravens offense on that drive to kill as much clock as possible and leave them with no time. That's the style of game you have to play. You can't rely on the defense to get any stops at any point. Take matters into your own hands, put the ball in the hands of the better side of your team, the offense, and have them win the game.
I think we've talked about this, not just what Nolan brought up now, last few years, where it's how football's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You try to hope you can burn clock and then score when you feel like it because your defense can't keep the other. I remember Todd Gurley, I think he was with Atlanta, had to apologize for scoring a touchdown with a minute left because they left too much time on the clock and Atlanta's defense wound up blowing the game. To me, that's insanity. But I get your point, I guess.
The only play that, you know, they could have, Norm, is the incompletion to Bateman.
Correct.
If they would have ran that one. Now, I can't remember, did they ever use that timeout?
I don't believe so, because there was the stoppage to review the fourth down completion. Clock started once the ref signaled. I don't think they needed to use it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would have, I mean, it wouldn't have taken off any more time,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me, I'm just trying to score. But Harbs lucked out that the offense was so bad that they didn't need the – I mean, they lost 2 timeouts on that first drive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh,
another
my God.
Another questionable challenge, by the way.
Over 2 yards.
Yeah.
We can hear him defend it, by the way, in the next segment. It's comical as usual. But him.
Yeah, but it never came back to haunt them, you know, because the offense was so bad.
Sure.
You know, that was kind of lucky. But I thought, you know, when I'm driving and it's like, Jesus, they use the first 2 timeouts on a first drive? That's going to kill, you know. I mean, Lamar.
They hadn't even touched the ball yet and they had blown 2 timeouts.
Right.
And, okay, the challenge is the challenge because at least you have a shot. Maybe you win the challenge.
Extremely slim.
Well, he said the big difference is the 2-yard line and the 4-yard line or something.
Right. We'll hear from him. But what's inexcusable is then having to burn the second one for too many men on the field.
Oh, that's unexcusable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the challenge is a challenge. I don't agree with it. But at least there is a chance you could have been successful there.
All right. Again, they did win, right?
Last I checked.
35-34. Yeah. But this is going to be, we all know, everyone listening knows, is the Ravens' strength, their offense, good enough to overcome their biggest weakness, which is their defense, and in particular, their pass defense? Because Mahomes, Allen, Stroud, I mean, there are going to be some gunslingers they're going to face in January. And, I mean, they keep trending on the positive side of it. Cleveland, I guess, the other week. No.
Or the Raiders.
You get my point. I mean, are they good enough offensively to overcome all of their shortcomings on defense?
The only way they are is it's got to be touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You know, like Lamar. I mean, they sucked. The offense sucked the first 2.5 quarters. And then all of a sudden it was 4 touchdowns in a row. I mean, that's the thing that they can do. I guess if they're within 7, Bob, or 10, they always got a chance.
This whole 14 last night.
Right. The whole Lamar can't overcome double. He's done that multiple times in the last month and a half. So forget about that. But either way, it's a great offense and a very bad defense. And what's more frustrating, I guess, for everybody, ourselves included, they were so good defensively last year. Number one in turnovers, number one in sacks, fewest points allowed per game. And now it's just like, can you stop anybody?
Well, and then the other thing too, Bob, is, I mean, kicking. You know, I mean, can you count what, I mean, you miss a PAT when you're going to make it 21-21. And then you're counting on, you know, getting a 2-point. I think if you would have handed it off on a 2-point play to, I think Henry walks in too.
It's 5880-1057, the Fan Finance, no? You make the call.
Well, we're going to round out our giveaways for the week.
Let's do it.
I got two giveaways again today. We'll start with Iron Maiden. We'll do that now. I'm looking for caller number 5 at 410-583-1057. 2 tickets to see Iron Maiden. They're going to be at CFG Bank Arena on Monday night, as a matter of fact. November 11th, coming up soon.
First time in like a bazillion years they've been at CFG Bank.
Must be that renovation.
Back in the olden days, they opened for Judas Priest in 1982, back in the olden days.
Anyway, caller number 5 right now is winning a pair of tickets to see them. We'll give away Metallica tickets a little bit later in the show.
There you go. We'll come back. News from the Nest. We'll count that dope. How about Under Armour getting a rocket up their rear ends here the last couple of days? We'll get into all of that. And then buy or sell, of course. And then Vinny's Keys. We'll look back at Keys. If you want to join us, you can. Now's your chance. 410-583-1057. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, 1 o'clock. He'll have some NFL lunch with us, and then we'll do our picks for this week. We all had the Ravens. We all had it close and high scoring, so we're on point there. But an interesting weekend of college and pro game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.